The tour gives us a order of which parshios we're meant to read around which Yomim Tovim. And it says, Piktu upischu. Piktu is like a commandment, meaning that we usually read Parshas Tzav right before Pesach, but ulme uberes, but for Ibur year, when it's a leap year, sigru upischu. We have to be enclosed and then have Pesach, the enclosed, the being locked up, that's Parshas Metzora, Tzadir Metzora, where it talks about a person who has tzaras having to be locked up. Minu ve'itzru, count and then do atzeres, which is Shavuos. Tzumu utzlu, fast, that's Tisha B'Av, utzlu is Tvila, and then Parshas Va'eschanan. Kumu, get up, Parshas Nitzavim, v'tik'u, and blow your shofaros, which means that Parshas Nitzavim always comes right before Rosh Hashanah. The one we're most interested in, of course, now, this time of year, Minu, be counted, which is what we're going to do now, Parshas Bamidbar, v'itzru, and then do Atzeres. This is a halacha, it's in the Torah, it's not a cute poem. So we want to understand, why do we have to be counted, or why do we have to read Parshas Bamidbar, which almost always comes out the Shabbos right before Shavuos, as it is this year. Sometimes Parshas Nosei does as well. This year in Eretz Yisrael, it is Parshas Nosei before Shavuos, but in any case, Bamidbar always comes out sometime close to and before Shavuos. And we want to understand why. So the Sefer Mimah Makom speaks about this and says that it could be because the reason that we have to read Parshas Bamidbar is because one of the things that are in Parshas Bamidbar is the story of the flags. That means that all the flags, which Sheveth held which flag and what was the order and how they established themselves around the Mishkan, that's all found in this week's Parsha. And it says that at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself before Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, Yordu Imai came down with him 22,000 malachim, and each one of them were holding a flag, as we say, Dagul Mirvava. He is surrounded by flags with multitudes. The multitudes of malachim are holding flags. And when Klal Yisrael saw that the malachim were holding flags, they said, we also want flags. So it could be the connection to Parshas Bamidbar is the flags that are in Parshas Bamidbar and the flags by Matan Torah. And the reason that we down here have flags is because we asked for flags when? By Matan Torah. And that's our connection of Shavuos and Parshas Bamidbar. In which case, in the Torah, it would have said, not minu ve'itru, but diglu ve'itru. Hold on to your flags and then do atzeres. It doesn't say that. It says minu ve'itru. Count and then do atzeres and then do Shavuos. And the counting is fundamental, not just to Parshas Bamidbar, but to Sefer Bamidbar. This Sefer is also called Chumash HaPikudim, the Chumash of the Pikudim. Pikudim means the counting. Even in English, the translation of Bamidbar, the secularized translation of Sefer Bamidbar, is numbers. Each one of the Chumashim has a different title, which tells us what the Sefer is called. For example, Sefer Bereishis is called Teres HaAvos, and Sefer Vayikra is called Teres Kehanim, and Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash or Sefer HaPikudim. Rashi says that the reason that it's called Chumash HaPikudim is because in this Chumash, Chumash Bamidbar, they're counted twice. Once at the beginning here, in Parshas Bamidbar, and once again in Parshas Pinchas, right before they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to count the Jewish nation, they're going to divide the land. What is so important about the counting that the whole Sefer is called after it? Is this the most significant thing that's going to happen in the whole Sefer, that they're counted twice? So much happens in Sefer Bamidbar. The whole story of the 40 years, basically almost all the 40 years in the Midbar are happening in Sefer Bamidbar. Why are we counting? Why are we calling it on the counting, this counting that happened twice? And everybody wants to know also, why are we being counted here? What is the significance of this counting? The Medrash says Jews were counted or 10 times or counted 9 times, and there'll still be a final counting at the end of history. But this counting is a counting which we don't really understand. All the other countings kind of have a reason. We were counted when we went out of Mitzrayim. That makes sense. They were counted after Chet HaEgel. That makes sense. They're counted before they go into Eretz Yisrael. That makes sense. What is this counting that's going on right here? They were counted just less than a year ago after Chet HaEgel. We don't need this other counting now. Rashi answers and says, Mitech chibasam lefanav, mayna oisam kol sha'a. Because Hashem loved us so much, he counted us over and over and over again. When you love something, when you have a collection of something that you love and that you're invested in, you're going to count it all the time. It's not to see how many you have, it's just to show I'm picking it up and I'm looking at it and I'm counting it. So then, why don't we do it every week? Why are we counting right now? What's happening right now? We just put up the Mishkan and we're just standing around the Mishkan. Why are we being counted now? The Ramban also answers and he says, I don't understand the ta'am of this mitzvah. Why does Hashem want them? We understand why each shevet had to know who they are, because they had to know which degel, which flag they're going to carry. But the number, why do we need to know the number? It says, the Ramban continues and says, it's to show his love and his chesed to them. They went down to Mitzrayim with 70 people, and now look how many they are. But how does this answer the question? Because we already have this pshat of they went down to Mitzrayim in 70, and now look, there's 600,000, more than 600,000 between the ages of 20 and 60, and imagine how many more there were with the children and with the woman, close to 3 million. It's amazing how much we have multiplied, but still, why now? What is the great necessity to count them at this time? The Ramban continues, and he says that this counting was different than the other countings, because in the other countings they were counted by machatzis shekel, but in this counting they were counted as individuals. You weren't even allowed to ask the father, how many children do you have, who's in your family, what's their names. Each one, says the Ramban, would come into the tent of Moshe and Aaron, and he would say, this is my name. And then they would, according to the Ramban, ki yasimo aleim einam l'toiva. They would look at them, and they would look at them with an ayin toiva, and yivakshu aleim rachamim. Basically, he would give them a bracha. Each one would get a bracha, like coming to a rebbe. They would come to the rebbe, they would give him their kvittel, they would give him their name, and each one would give them a specific bracha to each person. But again, the Sefer Mimamakim, so then why did he count them? Does a Rebbe count how many Hasidim came in that day? What does it mean that he counts them? And the answer is that when Hashem tells him to count, he uses the word se'u. The Ramban says, Ein se'u ela lashon gedula. It wasn't about counting them. The job is not just to count them, it's to lift them. When Hashem gives Avraham a bracha and he says how many Jews there are going to be, he says, I'm going to make them as multiply them like the sand and the stars. But Moshe just says, you're going to be as many as the stars, not the sand. What's the difference between sand and stars? Both of them are impossible to count. But sand doesn't have any individuality, any importance, place, or job. But every single star does. Moinem mispar lekoichavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a number to the stars. Lukulam b'shem asikra. Every one of the stars has a name, as we know, that every one of the stars is its own constellation. Just our star sun, we know so much about it and how important it is. That's one star. Sand is indeed, you can't count it and it doesn't really matter. But the stars, each one is its own star, and each one has its own individuality. Each one has its own name. There's a difference between names and numbers. Numbers are collective. It doesn't matter who you are. Moshe Rabbeinu and Dasan and Aviram, they're all part of the 6 million. 9 Moshe Rabbeinus do not make up a minion. 10 wagon drivers, they do make a minion. It does. If you're counting by numbers, it doesn't matter how important you are, or what job you play, or who is greater than who. You're just a number. But a name, that's an individual. And then we make a difference. And every single person has his or her own name. Every single person has his or own job, his or own role. Reason why that person is put here in the world. There's a reason that you're here, and there's something that you're meant to do. It's called Chumash HaPikudim, not four numbers, but Tafkidim. It's not to count them, it's to give them a tafkid. A tafkid means a job. It's called Chumash HaPikudim or Sefer HaPikudim, not just because of the counting of them, but because at this time, as the Mishkan is coming up, there's a purpose for each one of you. Each one of you has a flag, which is what they wanted when they looked at the Malachim and they saw them carrying flags and they said, we're jealous, we also want flags. You know, we're kind of picturing it like little cloth flags that they're waving. What does it even mean that each of the Malachim had a flag? And the way that we have to understand it is that it's not that each Malach had a flag, but each Malach has a job. The Malachim, they're not jealous of each other. They all know what their job is and they're happy with their jobs. It could happen once a day, it could happen once a Shemitah, it could happen once in eternity. It doesn't matter. They're doing what they were created for. And they know what it is. They know what they're supposed to be doing. It would be nice if each of us were born with a little paper that told us, this is what your job is in this world. This is what I want you to be doing. It's sometimes confusing and complicated to try and figure out, what exactly does Hashem want for me? What am I supposed to be doing? What is my job here? What are the choices that I'm supposed to be making? When Klal Yisrael sees those malachim and each one is holding a flag, they said, we want that too. We also want to be able to hold a flag. We also want to know what our job is. We also want to know that we matter, that we count, that it's important that I'm here. On the first day of Nisan, the Mishkan was raised, and now it's time to get your job. So pass by Moshe and Aaron. Count each one. Where are you in the Shevet, in the Mishpacha, in the central role that you have to play in Klal Yisrael? The love that Hashem is showing them by counting them is not the love to say, look how many I have. It's to say, look how important you are. You have a name. You matter. We come before Matan Torah, and Hashem says to us, Minu ve'itzru, be counted before you come to Matan Torah, because you have to know this. Who am I? What is my purpose in the world? We each have a purpose. We each have a reason that we're here. And the Sfasema says beautifully that the more a person realizes and believes that his own actions make such a difference, the more you know how much you matter, the more you merit being able to see yourself that I do matter and I do make a difference. Count them. B'mispar shemais, give them a number, but give them their name, give them a job too. Give each one a flag. A flag is not a piece of material. A flag is a tafkid. We each have our job. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam gibayrim. Each one of us is important. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sar asecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me my chelek in the Torah. Let me recognize what my job is, what my role is, because I'm coming to Matan Torah. This week, we're coming to Matan Torah, right after Parshas Bereishis, and we need to know that it says that there's 600,000 Oseis in the Torah. That's what Yisrael stands for. Yisrael, Yud, Sin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed, Yesh, Shishim, Ribay, Oseis, Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. There are 600,000 Yidin. The Torah is not complete if one letter is not there, and Klal Yisrael is not complete if every single individual is not present and accounted for and doing his job. And this is why it's so important to be counted and to know that we count before we come to accept the Torah.